Welcome to Vaccinology. We're your hosts. I'm Nick.
And I'm Dana. So what is our podcast, Vaccinology, going to be about? What are we going to be talking about?
Vaccinology is the study of vaccines, their uses, effects, and mechanisms. A vaccine is basically anything that you can expose yourself to that prompts your immune system to mount a probably protective response, which you can remember and then use again in the future against any pathogens or diseases.
It's essentially a low-stakes practice run where your body can learn to fight something before it's actually a danger to you.
Yeah. So the immunology behind all of it can get a little bit tricky at times, so we're going to try to avoid most of the boring details and then really focus in on the relevant information that's interesting to you guys.
We're also going to be covering the history of vaccines, the stories of how specific ones were developed, and current efforts to create new ones, because there are a lot of diseases out there that we could still use a vaccine for. So some examples of topics we're going to be covering are the smallpox vaccine, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, the polio vaccine, and many, many more. So who do we think is going to enjoy listening to our podcast?
Everyone is going to enjoy listening to our podcast.
Hopefully, yes. But in particular?
Hopefully. The science inclined will definitely enjoy our podcast, but anybody interested in medicine or history or anything like that will also enjoy it. You're not going to require any background in science, immunology, or microbiology to understand any of the things that we're saying. We're going to be using all small words, and any big ones that come with the story are going to come with an explanation along with it. We're going to focus on broader concepts and trains of thought over specific molecular pathways and signaling mechanisms and all that jibber jabber. And if you are involved in the field, then hopefully you'll also enjoy this, because a lot of it is going to be stories from the past and a lot of history and current events that you might not be keeping up to date with.
Just so everyone has an idea where we're coming from as your hosts, Nick and I both hold bachelors of science in immunology, and we're both currently pursuing more advanced degrees. And just to be clear, none of our podcast episodes are going to be formatted like a lecture. They're going to be just discussion-based between the two of us. So it'll be interesting, I swear. Okay, so Nick, it was your idea to start this podcast. Why are we doing this? Why are vaccines even worth talking about?
Because vaccines are the best. Vaccines are essentially the ultimate form of prophylaxis against infectious diseases, barring avoidance, of course. Vaccines are able to prevent diseases miles ahead of pretty much anything else we have available to us. It's also important for us to try to foster an understanding and an appreciation for the vaccines that we're going to be talking about, because a lot of them have really changed society in a lot of important ways. There's big vaccines like against polio and smallpox, and I know myself that I haven't met anyone that's been directly affected by these diseases, but the existence of vaccines against them have really changed society and probably affected my life in a big way. So it's important for us to try to raise an appreciation for things like that just in for everyone.
Exactly. So the reason I agreed to do the show was because, in my opinion, everything you said is really true. So vaccines are just the best form of prophylaxis that are available to us. It's also both economically and for the patient and their family better to just not get the disease in the first place rather than having to treat it later. Vaccines also come with the possibility of eradication for some illnesses, albeit it's not for some illnesses, for one illness. So it's not very common, but it is possible, which is pretty cool. So all of those things as rational things aside, I also think vaccines are awesome because they're kind of like magic. I know I shouldn't say that. It's not very scientific. But they are. You're able to expose yourself to this tiny little bit of nothing, essentially it's magic dust, and then through the miracle that is your immune system, you can't be infected by that thing anymore. That is as close to magic as I'm going to get in my lifetime, and I think it's pretty awesome.
So if you're hearing this and you'd like to hear more of this, then keep up to date. Like, subscribe, all those things. Go to iTunes, wherever you get your podcast fix, and subscribe to our channel. Download what we've released and what we're going to release. We're hoping for a bi-weekly or monthly episode schedule, but we're going to keep that tentative. We're not experts in what we're talking about or doing or anything like that, so it's going to be interesting.
So we're planning on having our first episode be on the origin of modern vaccines, or at least modern Western vaccines. For those of you who know, that's the story of Edward Jenner and the fight against smallpox. We'd also love to hear from you with any comments or feedback that you might have, and you'll be hearing from us again soon. And thank you very much for listening. Catchy sign-off phrase.